Okay, so let's start actually. Like the top of Lamechah Smalav is like smack in the middle of a conversation, which is sort of a complicated one. But well, let's start a few lines up in Lam Zanim Beis, just kind of give us a little bit of a running start. Even though it's also in the middle of a conversation, but maybe it may help us a little bit. And we're trying to, explain the necessity of all these different psukim to help explain, why in certain scenarios a person is gets killed in his mishalim, or pays for what they're damaged, but not for the knas, etc. So let's just for the purposes of moving along on the top, let's start 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks the question. According to Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, there was the possibility of saying that a person is gonna, even a person who said he's about to be killed and he's walking out to be killed in Beis Din, and someone says, "Oh, I'll take his value as a neder." So some said that's nothing because the person's already about to be killed, right? So he has no value. Others said no. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya says no. We know what the value of that person is. Not that guy. That guy's going to be killed. But a value of a person like him, we would accept. So if that's true, hi kocherim my avid. Like, what do you need this pasuk of kocherim for? So answer the Gemara. I need it for the following brisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach from Yochim and Roka Omer. Rabbi Shmuel and the son of Rabbi Yochim and Roka said, if you shematzinu lemumsin bidei shemayim shenosin mamon umiskapelan. There are people who have archai misib de shemayim, and nevertheless they pay. If they pay, they can get kapara, shenem, or in kofar yusha salav, right? That sometimes you can pay kofar, you pay some type of redemptive value for yourself, even though you're chayav misabi de shemayim, right? There's not a person who's getting capital punishment, he's not being killed in Bezdin, but he did something, he's chayav misabi de shemayim, and if he pays, he gets a certain amount of kapara. So af bide adam, okay? Maybe I would think there could even be a scenario where a person is chayav for a capital offense and can also pay his way out. Tam alomar, chayrem min ha'adam, lo yifteh, right? To say that, it comes to pass to say that if it's chayrem from a person, then lo yifteh, he can't redeem himself, that's not going to work. Ve'in li ela misos chamuro shlo nitna shigagasam nekapara, misos kalo shenitna shigagasam nekapara minayin. And I might think, I understand that's true by a misa chamura, and here by misa chamura we mean is a person who, it's not a chi of kares. If it's a chiyuv karis, what happens? If you would have done it b'mezid, you'd be chiyuv karis. If you do it b'shogeg, you can bring a korban chatas, right? There's something to do if I did it b'shogeg. But that's what we'll call a misa kal, right? That she nitan shigas on the kapara means if I did it b'shogeg, there's some kapara, right? So if a person violates Shabbos b'mezid the chiyuv misa, but if you do it b'shogeg, you bring a chatas, right? So it's like a little more kal. You give something. You give that person something that they can do to give a kapara if they did b'shogeg.
You still get kares for b'shogeg?
Yeah, meaning no. Meaning it's something that would have been a chiyuv kares b'mezid.
Then
if you do a b'shogeg, you can bring a chatas. But there's some things that you're chayav misa for that if you would not get kares for also. You just get misa. But if you did a b'shogeg, you would not be able to bring a korban chatas. The Tosfos and others say, like, well, it's not really more, like, Shabbos is like the most chamor, meaning, when we say chamor, we mean it's chamor, it's serious in the sense that there isn't, what is serious about it, there is no out. There's nothing to do if you did b'shogeg. So I might think, right, that was only for the misos chamuros, right, but maybe something that's a misa kal that I'm allowed to pay up in a certain sense. I bring korban chatas. If I did b'shogeg, how do I know that doesn't work? Tam lomar kocherim, right? But there is no example, right, where you can pay and therefore get a kapara for something you what otherwise would have been chayiv misa b'dayad. Okay, so Gemara says okay, but v'lom mela. I mean, I should know that automatically. From what milo tikhu kofer, right? Shamas lay, right? Shamas mina. Right, so I should know from there, Right? The passage says, "Lo tichu gofer." So shamas mina lo tishko mamona mina v'tiftrei and he'd be better. I know that. So kol cherem lamali. What do you know? That's not true. What do I need to call cherem for? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Yitzrech. No, Rabbi Chama says, no, I do need it. Why? Sachad at the Chamina. Now until Amar Chasam Nalef. Hani mile heicha de hargo derech aliyah shalom nitna shigagasa lechapara. And I might think, when is that? Maybe that's only the case where I kill a person derech aliyah. Right? Where I'm pulling back, like using my axe and going this way, right? Because in that scenario, I lo nitna shigagasa lechapara, meaning a person who kills someone b'shogeg and they did it, you know, while they were swinging up. So then they don't go to, for example, the Nir Mikla, right? So they don't have some type of like kapara for being Bashogig. Of a hargo derech yirida, the nishin shigasla kapara, but if he did it swinging down, where he does get shigasla kapara, so ema nishkal mamona minay, right? So then maybe I would say in that case that you'd have to, that you take the money and that v'niftarei, kamash malan, and that's not true, and that's why I need the extra pasuk. Fine. Yeah, fine. Okay. So, but the Gemara is not really satisfied with that either. So, Amalei Rava. So, Rava says as follows: Ha mi detana de bechizkiya nafka. What do you mean? That idea of teaching me this difference between shogeg and mezid, derech aliyah, derech yirida. We've actually mentioned this already a couple times by now. Right, we learned that from the tana de bechizkiya. How do I know? The tana de bechizkiya. Maka Adam umaka behema, right? Making comparison between someone who, or the hitting by a person and by an animal. We compared these two before, a few daf before, right? And what's the comparison here? Ma maka behema luchi lakta bo bein shog lemezid v'miskaven shem miskaven v'erin derech yirid lederech aliyah lepotro mamon lachayvo mamon. Right? What when it comes to the case of maka behema, there's no distinction between whether I was shogeg, whether I was mazed, whether I did it on purpose, or what my kavana was, I didn't have kavana, whether I'm swinging up, swinging down, doesn't make a difference. And none of those things are used to make me puzzle from paying, but rather I have to pay, right? So af maka adam, so too, when it comes to damage done by an adam, between an adam, so lo tichlok bo, shouldn't make a distinction, being shogeg, being lamezed, being miskavna, shame miskavin, derech yirida la derech aliyah la chayv a mamon ela la patra mamon. Right? We don't use all these things to make the person chayv for paying, but rather to make them patra from paying because they're going to be chayv misa or whatever. Right? But the point is we already have this drasha of maka adam maka behema, right, which teaches me that there's no distinction between derech aliyah derech yirida. So if you want to tell me that this, the need for kol cherem is because of this, oh, I need an extra limbo to teach me that only if, you know, only when it's derech, you know, both derech aliyah and both derech yirida, that we're not going to allow the person to pay to get off the hook, that we shouldn't need that because we have this drush already from the Tana de Bechizkiya, which we've seen. So that's not, so that's not going to help. So let's try again. So Ela Amar Rami Bar Chama, it's just nervous. So Rami Bar Chama says, fine, I'll tell you what I need it for. What do I need it for? Sachad ad hachamina hani mili heicha desima es eno v'hargoba. No, so I might think that when is it that I can't, don't get off the hook from paying is when? That's if I blind the eye of my eved, right? And I kill him at the same time, meaning the, is one act of, you know, whatever it was, using some weapon or some something that blinded the Eved, but the same thing, it doesn't just blind him, it actually also kills him at the same time, or her, kills him at the same time, right? And that's when I can't, you know, paying doesn't get me off the hook, because I already killed the person and blinded them with the same action, right? Aval heicha desimies eino v'hargo b'davar acher. But let's say I blinded the person, and then I also killed him, but that was like some other way. I did both, but it wasn't with the same exact blow. So then what? Ema nishko mamona, maybe we'd say that guy would still have to pay. Meaning why? Because it wasn't the same exact action, right? So usually we say, if you get, you know, we don't say, we don't, misa mashalim, we don't say, according to most, right? The person doesn't get paid and also doesn't get killed and also have to pay. But that's why, because they did everything was done in one action. Here, the person, knocked out the eye of his eved, and then he did something else. He also, you know, I don't know, stabbed in the stomach, and two different actions caused the person. Now the person died, but it wasn't from the same exact act.
That he wouldn't have to pay and get.
So maybe in that case, you know, maybe meaning I would say, well, what's the case where he can't pay to get off the hook? Let's just say in this case.
Okay.
So that would be why. That's because he blinded him and killed him at the same action. But if he did it two separate actions, one that caused the blinding and one that caused the death, so maybe then he would. Maybe he would. It's two different things. So because I would have had that havamina, so comes Kol Cherem to tell me, no, it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, even in that scenario, the person is not going to be able to pay. Fine. Payment is not going to do anything. Okay. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says back, "Ha nami miidach." No, I know that also from something else, from Tanit Bechizkin Afka. I know that from a different point that Tanit Bechizkin taught. What's that? And so ha nami miidach Tanit Bechizkin Afka. The Tanit Bechizkin, because the Tanit Bechizkin said as follows: "A ayin tachad ayin velo ayin v'nevesh tachazayin." Right? Because the pasuk says ayin tachazayin. Right? I pay eye for an eye. We know eye for an eye doesn't mean you get your eye poked out, but it means you pay, right? Whatever it is. If a person damages someone in the eye, so they have to pay the value of that damage of damaging their eye. But that's only if it's ayin tachazayin. If it was ayin v'nefesh, right? Someone owns ayin tachazayin, and that person doesn't pay for the ayin. They have to deal with the fact that they killed the person, right? But they're not going to pay ayin v'nefesh. If the aggressor did was that he took out the person's eye and killed them, then we don't say ayin tachas ayin. You don't pay for the ayin anymore. Now you have to deal with the fact that you committed murder, so you have to get, you know, the person be killed, whatever's going to happen, but they're not going to pay. So because of that, I now learned that in which case I don't need this positive kol cherem to teach me this idea of I might have had some type of havamina that I would have had to pay. You don't. You never would. Okay. So ela amar Rav Ashi. No, I'll give you another explanation. Itzirich, I'll tell you why I need it. Sachat atachamina, I would have might have mistakenly thought. Ho v'chidish hu d'shechidish haTorah b'knas. Af agav demiktol mishalem. So, the Rav Ashi says, what's the havamina? That since there's a chidish, right, that the Torah gave us a big chidish, that's what when it comes to penalties, right, by a case of knas, that even though the person gets killed, they still pay, right? They still pay. So kamash malan, I might have thought that the person has to, again, since by knas, we have a rule the person got killed and still have to pay the fine. So maybe I think that here also, again, paying for the eye getting knocked out is not a fine. That's the basic damage that you have to pay for. That's not some extra fine. You know, like the chamishim kesef by Abusula. That's a fine. All right, but here, this is just the regular payment. So I might think that since by knas, we said, so I might also think that when it comes to the actual damage that you did, that you don't just pay for the, you don't just get killed, but you also pay for the damage. So kamash milan that you don't. Okay, so that's why I need kol cherem to teach me that even that because I might have thought that since people pay fines and also get killed, maybe you have to also pay for the damage and get killed. The answer is no, you don't pay for the damage. Okay, ulur abda amar chidish hu shechid shetorah b'knas. Afgav the mikdam mishalem. So, and according to Rabba, who holds. It's fine. And Rabba who holds that it is a chiddush and the Torah is mechadish when it comes to a knas, right? That even though you get killed, you pay. Right? Hi kol cherem my avli. So what's he going to deal with this pasuk kol cherem for? So savala katana kama derbi chananim ben akavya. He holds like the tana kama of Rabbi Chananim ben Akavya. What are we talking about? So he holds like the argument you made before. Rashi points out the katana kama, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Rashi is v'darish lei be'omer erko alai orko shal yotze liharik alai. Right? He holds like the one who said this idea, which we mentioned earlier, the way beginning, that a person, I might have had the havamina, if a person says, oh, I'll take his value, right, the guy who's going out to be killed, right, he's being walked out for capital punishment, and he says, oh, I'll take his value on me, right? So you might have thought he has to pay, and it comes to Kol Cherem to say, no, he doesn't have to pay in that case. Okay, fine. Okay. If your head's spinning from all the drushes, then don't worry. You're not alone. The good news is we have more drushes coming up now after this Mishnah. Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah says as follows. Naira shenis arsa vinis garsha. Okay, so what are we talking about? This is a woman who's between the age of 12 and a half, and she got engaged. And she got engaged, or halachically engaged. She had erusin, right? She had kiddushin, but not nisuin. And then niskarsha. And then she got divorced. So she got divorced before she was ever had nisuin. And the chora, it means that she got divorced before she ever had tashmish with her husband, presumably. Okay? And the presumption is what happens? She had erusin, and then she was niskarsha, and then she got divorced. And then someone is ma'anisar, right? And she gets raped afterwards. Okay? She's a divorced woman, basically, for whom this happens. The question is she going to get that knas, right? Is she gonna get the Chamishim Kesef? Is that gonna come to her? Is it gonna come to her father? We're gonna have to see, depending on the scenario after something happens there, right? So Shanairish and his arsa viniskarsha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ein la knas. Rabbi Yossi says she is not gonna knas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yesh la knas.
Rabbi Kiva says she does get the knas.
And Rabbi Kiva says, not only does she get the knas, but she's the one who gets the money. I mean, usually it's the father who gets the money. In this case, she will get it herself. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Shenis arsa v'niskarsha de'ilu arusa shalom niskarsha chayv misa v'insham knas." If she was an arusa and she had never been divorced, and she's like a married woman, right? And she's together with another man, so she would have chayv misa. Again, if she agreed to it, not if she was raped. But the point being, she's arsa and niskarsha, so she's been divorced, so she's a single woman when this happens. That's the case. Rabbi Yosef Lula says she does not get knas. Rashi says ain la knas. Time and fresh be gemara. The gemara doesn't explain why. Why in the world was she not going to knas? She's never had tashmish before. She's been damaged in that certain sense, like a psula. So why does she not get the knas? We're going to have to see. And Rabbi Kiva says that she does get the knas, and the knas belongs to her. So we're going to have to see why that is. Rabbi Kiva holds that the knas belongs to her as opposed to her father. Presumably has something to do with the fact that she was now been divorced, right? And that somehow that makes her in her own have control of herself. In certain sense.
Specifically divorced, and if she becomes an amana, that's it.
Ah, so that's what it sounds like. Yeah, so okay. We have to see. We're gonna have to see. Right? But there's a lot to unpack in this over here. Yeah,
Mark, why does Rashi say at the beginning there that if she wasn't divorced, she's chayv misa?
Chayv misa.
Why is throwing that in?
So it's a good question.
It's not really relevant to the Mishnah,
right? And because the truth is, it's only true if it wasn't if it was onus. Yeah. If it was against her will, then even if she was not divorced, she's not going to be chayv misa.
Right.
Right. So it's a good question. Yeah.
It wasn't in our because then it's our prior mission that we had that you would only be killed and you wouldn't get the fine. Right? Because it's the. It would be two, and you would be.
Oh, because she's Nishtish. Oh, because she's Nishtish. They're very good. Correct. That's why. Yes, that's why. Yes, because otherwise she would be. Otherwise she'd be Nishtish.
Even though she was just
engaged,
even though it was just
Erison,
still that's still
matter. But he would be Chai Misa, he wouldn't pay. Correct. That's why. Very good. Excellent.
Yeah. If there was no divorce, right?
So you're saying. So what Jonathan's pointing out is very good. Look at Rashi. The ilu arusa shalom nisgarsha chayiv misa. Chayiv misa is not her. It's talking about him. Very good. It's talking about him. Chayiv misa is him, not her. Very good.
Not a rape case. It's not a rape.
It is a rape case.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that the chayiv misa wouldn't apply to her, right? The point is that if it's mamish a case of onus, right? That's where we were confused, right? If it's a case of onus, then of course she's not going to be chayiv misa. But the point is that. What again? She would be if it wasn't onus. She would be if she was married and she was agreeing to it.
Right.
She would be. But the point that John is making is that, what Rashi is coming to point out is, it's because she's not. If she's not niskarsha, and he's ma'anis her, he's chayiv misa. Right? She's not, right, because she's against her will. But he's chayiv misa because she's nishtish.
That's
right.
That's
the reason why Rashi points this out. Very good. Excellent.
Okay.
Good to see. It's good thing you asked Akasha, and then good thing John gave the answer. I should say way more longer. Okay. Okay. So says Gemara as follows. Okay. So ask Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We're back in the Gemara now. So what's going on, Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Why is there no knas? What's going on here? Why not? So Amar Kara, Asher Lo Orasa. And the pasuk says about the woman who's raped that she's lo orasa. The pasuk is like this: ki matzei ish nara. I'm not reading in the Gemara, but the pasuk says ki matzei ish nara besula asher lo orasa. And man finds a woman who is a besula who was not. The pasuk says lo orasa. Right, so then he grabs her and he sleeps with her. So the case, the pasuk is specific that she is lo orasa, right? Ha orsa ein la kanas, right? This is a, I'm not saying a fancy drasha, says Rabbi Yosef Klee. I'm reading a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that she lo orasa, that she's not engaged, and because, you know, that she has an erisin. Implication is that if she had erisin, then there would be no kanas. Rabbi Kiva says back, asher lo orasa la avia, ha orsa. Wow, that's a big kiddush, right? Rabbi Kiva says, no, I'll tell you what that pasuk means. What does she lo orasa means? That when she's, if she was lo orasa, if she hadn't had erisin, then what happens? Then he pays the chamishim kesef, and where does it go? It goes to her father, right? But ha orasa, if she had been engaged already, then what happens? Then she gets the money, right? So the word orasa doesn't come to mean, it doesn't define for me when the person's, when the man is chayav to pay, right? When it comes to the fine, is when does the man pay the father, right? If it was lo orasa, so fine. So then the money goes to the father. But if it was orasa, so then he does pay. He just pays the woman herself. Okay? That's the chiddush Rabbi Kiva wants to say. Okay, so that's how he reads the puzzle. So Gemara says, okay, but el me'at, if that's true, so then we're gonna have a problem. What's the problem? Naira velo bogeres. Right, when it says. Again, what does the pasuk say? Ish na'ara. Okay, so what's na'ara? Na'ara meaning she's 12, between 12 and 12 and a half. Velo bogeret, she's not 13. Not 12 and a half, right? So hachanami, dela atzma, right? It's the same thing. When it says na'ara, and na'ara means how old she is, 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, and not 12 and a half and above. So does that mean to tell me when the father gets paid, as opposed to when she gets paid? No, that's not what it comes to mean, right? Hachanami la atzma, that comes to teach you that she gets paid herself, right? Oh, because if she was above 12 and a half, then she would get paid. No, she's above 12 and a half, it's a whole different halacha, right? Right? Besula, velo ba'ula, same thing. It says that she's a, that, you know, Arab besula. So besula means she's a besula, and she's not a ba'ula, right? And hachanami de la atzma? You want to teach me that if she wasn't a besula, then fine, he still has to pay, but just pays her? No. El gamre. Right, it doesn't mean that these details that are darshaned are not to teach me that she gets the money instead of him. It comes to teach me that if these details aren't correct, he doesn't pay at all. That's the whole point of the drasha, right? So hachanami lagamrei. So here also, when it comes to the crazy, tell me ashel orasa. That's teaching me when the father gets paid. That's teaching me when she's considered, when the whole case is considered to be activated. Right, the whole thing doesn't even start if she's lo orasa. And that's what he means to teach me. So Rabbi Kiva, that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
You're saying every other drasha comes to
exclude her. It's defining for me the case, right, in general.
And this one's right? Just changing.
So he says, no, it's not defining the case. Now, he's still have to pay the same amount of money, the whole story. Just she gets paid instead of him. Whose bank account it goes to? Right? That doesn't make any sense. If every other detail comes to define when the rule takes place, or when this case is a case, you know, when he pays at all. Right, so why should this one detail come to teach me, just to which bank account it goes? It doesn't make sense. Okay, so Amalekar Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva's gonna say back, "Hi, lo orasa mi bayle." No, I'll tell you why. Lo orasa is different. Why mi bayle? I need it for the following. L'chidisanya, because it says in a brace of the following. Asher lo orasa. And by the way, you're gonna notice here when. And quote Rabbi Kiva, he's going to say something different than what he said just earlier. So if it bothers you, don't worry, we're going to have to deal with it. Hi, lo orasa, mi barli lichadisanya, asher lo orasa, because the following drasha. The Bryce teaches the following. Again, quoting our pasuk, asher lo orasa, but she wasn't engaged, prat lanara, shinis arsa, vinis garsha. And it comes to, meaning, why does the pasuk say, asher lo orasa, she was never engaged? It comes to exclude the case of a woman who was engaged and then divorced. Engaged in divorce before she ever had tashmish, right? Engaged in divorce before she was ever together with her husband, right? She ain't la kanas, di Rabbi Yosef Glili. And again, so this is like plugging our approaches in here, right? Into all into one brisa, right? So that this pasuk comes to exclude, right? Oh, she lo rasa, meaning as opposed to the Na'arash and Nis'arsha, V'Nis'arsha, who was engaged and divorced, She'ein la knas, she does not get a knas, right, if she's raped, according to Rabbi Yosi Glili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh la knas. Rabbi Akiva says, she does get a knas, right, V'knasa la'avia, and where does it go to? It goes to her father, right? V'hadin no sein, and it actually makes sense. Why does it make sense? Ho va'avia zakai be'kesef kidusha, va'avia zakai be'kesef knasa, right? Why? Her father typically gets the kesef kiddushin, right? If she's younger when she gets married, then the father gets her kesef kiddushin, and the father also gets the kesef of the knas, right? Ma kesef kiddusha afa pishinis arsa v'niskarsha la'avia, right? Just like the woman who gets married, that the money of the kiddushin goes to her father. A woman who gets kesef kiddushin, even if she would get engaged, right, married, and then divorced, the money still goes to her father. Af kesef kenasa, af apishinis arsa v'niskarsha lavia. So too, if she is someone's ma'anis her, she gets raped. So then, even though she's already again been engaged and divorced, the money goes to her father. Again, that's not Rabbi Kiva holds. Our Rabbi Kiva, he holds the money goes to herself. Okay, but okay, fine. So im kein ma tamaloma asher lo orasa. Then what I need the pasuk of asher lo orasa for? Right, mufna lahakish lo v'ladun hemen ugzera shava. I need it for why? To make it available. Right, that language of mufna always means it's an extra word that is available. Mufna, open. It's available to make a gzera shava. What's the gzera shava? Nemra kan asher lo orasa v'nemra lahalan asher lo orasa. It's a different case, the case of mefata, right? The case where she's seduced, right? So both cases of ones and mefata, the language is asher lo orasa, okay? Ma kan chamishim, right? Af lahalan chamishim. So in both cases, you're teaching me that she has that the payment is chamishim kesef, right? Umalahalan shkalim af kan shkalim. Umalahalan shkalim af kan shkalim, right? And just like over there, he has to pay shekel, that's the amount of kesef, or the type of kesef, shekel. So here also, he's going to pay shekel. And that's the reason why I need this word, orasa, over here. So we're going to have to see, you know, deal with this question of how you reconcile these two drushes, but that we'll do tomorrow. Okay, shkaich.